Teacher shortages are a legitimate concern for our country right now, especially in certain geographic regions and in certain subjects.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. When schools started back up this year, the big news story was about a national shortage of teachers. Questions were raised about why so many longtime educators were leaving the profession, and why is it so hard to recruit and retain new teachers? It may surprise many to learn that, for many years, parents and policymakers have expressed concerns about teacher shortages. However, reports about this issue skyrocketed during COVID-19. Today, we'll find out more from GAO's Jackie Nowicki, an expert on K-12 education who has a new report out about what is causing the teacher shortage and what the Department of Education is doing to help. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
So, Jackie, what's going on here? What do we know?
So part of it is that there are fewer people entering the teaching profession. But we also know that retaining teachers once they do enter has become increasingly difficult for a variety of reasons. And this means that increasing the supply of teachers with better recruiting strategies isn't going to solve the teacher shortages issue by itself. We have to work on retaining them too.
I think many, including me, thought this was an issue related to COVID and the pressure we put on teachers, like with remote learning. But your report found that COVID just worsened an already bad situation, right?
Yeah, the pandemic absolutely exacerbated teacher shortages. And the reasons are complicated. For example, despite the initial public display of gratitude for teachers, we later saw a widespread lack of support, and public perception of the teaching profession declined further. Current and former teachers told us that they felt that their school leadership disregarded their safety and dismissed concerns about teacher well-being, both before and throughout the pandemic. We noticed something else in the data, too. Some schools that hadn't reported facing shortages before were now reporting struggling to fill vacancies. And we also heard many examples of teachers resigning mid-semester, which was rare prior to the pandemic.
You kind of hinted at this, but for this report, we actually interviewed current and former teachers about this issue. What did they tell us?
They gave us a range of challenges that they face, like disparate state licensing requirements that limit portability of their teaching credentials, and low teacher salaries, especially given how expensive it is to become a teacher. But what really struck us was the consistent concern we heard about the negative perception of the teaching profession and the lack of support for teachers. Teachers described feeling exploited, demoralized, unsafe. They've observed increasingly aggressive behaviors from students and parents. Stress, fatigue, deteriorating mental health, those are all pushing current teachers to leave and dissuading others from becoming teachers. And part of why this is so demoralizing is that they became teachers in the first place to make a difference in the lives of kids and to contribute to their communities.
What about the people who hire teachers or lead education efforts at the state level? What did they tell us?
We heard similar stories from them. For example, one hiring official told us that they are seeing so much negativity coming from the media about education and that it is driving people away. We also heard that many recruitment challenges are even worse for teachers of color. The teacher workforce is overwhelmingly white and female, and there's minimal cultural competence for those with different lived experiences. Representation matters, not only for kids, but for teachers themselves.
So is the shortage universal, or are there some communities or regions that are seeing it more?
So shortages are more prevalent in the west part of the country, in urban and rural communities compared to suburban ones. Also in schools with predominantly non-white students, high poverty schools, and in subject areas like special education, foreign language, and sciences.
One of the main findings from this report is that there's this negative perception of the teaching profession and that teachers felt unsupported. What exactly does that mean?
It really boils down to an overarching sense of disrespect. Focus group participants told us that the overall climate in public education right now feels toxic. Some of it's pandemic related. For example, some teachers felt personally attacked and blamed for pandemic mitigation strategies their schools were using. But in general, the overall climate just feels awful to teachers. They described increasing animosity and rhetoric from community members. For example, they frequently described parents, policymakers, and politicians using social media platforms to openly criticize and undermine them. Hiring officials told us that that's a particular challenge for recruitment, and we see it in areas especially struggling with shortages. For example, teachers that could teach math and science are choosing other employment options instead of teaching in a public school system.
So most K through 12 education efforts happen at the state level, but the Department of Education does play a role in providing supports. What is education doing about the shortage?
Well, they've focused a good amount of effort on supporting states and school districts by incentivizing them to use certain discretionary grant funding on recruiting and retention efforts. And they've also made strides in offering different resources like promising practices and evidence-based research. They've also focused on the need for a more diverse teacher pipeline in their new strategic plan, for example, and they also launched a new webpage titled Elevating Teaching, where they share education's vision to support and elevate the teaching profession.
So our new report found that nationally, public schools are struggling to retain and recruit teachers, and that the Department of Education has taken some steps to help public schools by providing resources and funding to elevate teaching efforts, but shortages remain. So Jackie, we've talked a lot about teachers, but what effect could this have on students?
So kids can't learn if there's no one qualified to teach them. We've already seen cases where shortages have led to unqualified adults in classrooms or schools temporarily closing. And we know from our work on pandemic learning that almost half of teachers reported that at least half of their students ended the year a grade level behind. And we know that low-income kids and English learners and early learners, like K through 2 students, were disproportionately affected. When you add a worsening teacher shortage to that, you have a recipe for growing disparities between the haves and have-nots.
What do we think the Department of Education should be doing to improve its strategy for addressing the teacher shortage?
We think that education's efforts are promising. What they need is to be clear about how they will know whether their efforts are making a difference. So what does success look like? And we'd also like to see education make the resources it does have available in a more organized and easily accessible way so that states and districts can locate them, because you can't use what you can't find or don't know exists.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
Teacher shortages are a legitimate concern for our country right now, especially in certain geographic regions and in certain subjects. But when two of the main challenges to attracting and retaining teachers are about negative public discourse and a general lack of respect for teaching as a profession, it's not just about what the Department of Education can or should do. Every one of us can choose every day to be part of the problem or part of the solution.
That was Jackie Nowicki talking about GAO's new report on the teacher shortage. Thanks for your time, Jackie.
My pleasure, Holly.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.